We're recording.
Blade and Books.
It's like Phoenix, Giant Shock, Max Barracuda, back from the dead like Ratchet and Clank. How's everybody doing this week? It actually feels like we haven't podcasted for a while because we're doing this on Monday night and we're planning on coming out with it on Monday night. I don't even think I'm going to be able to edit, so we're working with Annette. We didn't get to podcast last week, but for you guys, I don't think you guys missed a beat. We came out last Monday, this Monday. We're working hard for you. Mm-hmm. We're working hard. How was the week, fellas?
Can't complain.
Eventful. Exciting.
Nice. Remember, I'm not editing.
I was never asked that question once on the show.
All these people out there in the podcast land are going to find out just how
offensive. For anyone who wants to hear my offensive week, how it was, go check out Paint and Black podcast today.
Yeah, it's always riveting on that.
There's actually a really good story this week.
Yeah. I got to get this Jolly Rancher out of my mouth. I feel I've been holding on to the edit like a crutch, so we'll find out how today's show goes. Mm-hmm. So, as I like to say, I want to give you guys a little bit of heads up on what's going on with the show. Victor Belmont's coming back next week. He's back for good. We are going to try and get a guest no matter what. Even if I have to call a guy walking down the street into the studio, we're going to get guests because I like to change it up. This week it's going to be me, Max, and Giant only because...
Same old, same old.
The same old, same old. Keith was cool last week. He's a cool dude.
Oh, I forgot we had a guest. We did like 10 days since the last time we did it.
Right. Yeah. All right, guys, so let's jump into what we're playing. What's happening, folks? What's happening, John Jack?
A couple new new download content came out for UFC, a couple new fighters.
UFC, how is that game? I never played that.
It's like I said, it's really good. Phoenix got decimated.
That sounds cool, man. I gotta pick it up. I gotta try.
You got decimated by Max Barracuda for like a solid half hour before.
We've been here for like 45 minutes, and we were on a tight schedule.
Because you kept going one more round.
I won the last one though. That's all that matters. I'm holding the belt. That was Iron Mike versus Old Mike.
Iron Mike 2.
I don't know. Tin Mike. Tin Mike.
In a looper match.
Look into your future, Mike.
Joe, I beat him up last round. I mean, he did decimate me for a half an hour. We've been here at the studio playing for about an hour. He decimated me the whole time, but as old Mike Tyson, I got to say, knock him out and just enjoy prison.
Eventually.
Enjoy prison.
Eventually.
Was it? I want to say that George St. Pierre caught Uriah Bell with like a Charlie Murphy kick to the face.
It was
and
rough.
Crumpled him like an accordion. It was like,
anyway, that's boring stuff. So,
I will say.
So, how are you liking the new DLC?
There's a couple of, I don't really know, like, these are like lesser guys, but they're on the rise. So, it was fun to, like, I thought for sure that this was the final roster of guys that they were going to give me, and I would just be making characters.
Was it free? DLC?
No, it wasn't free. You had to pay. But it's still pretty cool, you know, to get, I forget how much it cost, but it wasn't that much for a brand new fighter. Actually, there was a couple brand new fighters. I still don't remember how many at this point because I downloaded them.
Yeah, it's fine, man.
But yeah, so it's pretty cool. They still give you some new fighters, and it came out relatively quick because I think the game came out like the end of March, so it was less than a month later they gave you some
DLC. A lot of quick DLC coming out.
I'd rather the DLC be quick because...
The Division has a cool DLC. We'll talk about that in the news, but yeah, cool.
But I'd rather the DLC come out quicker because I don't return my games, a lot of people do. So a lot of people will play through your game and then, like, look, I'll just miss out on the DLC, I guess.
That's a good point because I'll say this. Did anyone else play The Witcher?
Nah.
Nope.
Okay, The Witcher was a fantastic game. It's a nuanced.
Recent one, 3?
Yeah. Witcher 3 Wild Hunt was excellent. Excellent game. But it's a love letter to fans.
I find it intimidating because I hear it's just, you can't walk 2 feet without a new quest.
Yeah.
I don't know if I got time like that.
It's rough, man. It's like an adult Zelda, I guess. But you run around and it's a very nuanced game. You got to remember what beats what kind of Pokemon style. I hate saying that, but you know, like this sword's going to take down this monster.
Right, like Mega Man.
And I found that the DLC, the company that makes it, they said that they're going to give you free DLC the whole time, which is great. But after 6 months, I jump back on. I don't remember what I should remember. So the DLC coming out quick is much appreciated. Unless, of course, it's because they forgot something in the game, which I hate.
Well, no, yeah. I mean, I'd much rather them get it out quick just so that, like, I'm still fully involved in the game. And, you know, it's not like, hey, what the hell was I doing? Because I remember the one time I did that with Assassin's Creed, like 4 months after the game came out, they released some kind of crappy Leonardo da Vinci DLC.
Oh, yeah, I didn't bother with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so you could fly over the city a little more. Yeah, no.
I forget what it was.
So you could do more of the unrealistic shit?
It took like 2 hours, right. And it wasn't much, but I waited so long for that. Like, well, just release. If you released it, I would have had a lot more fun with it. You release it like
single player games, they need a strike while the iron's hot, so to speak.
You know what a pet peeve of mine is with DLC in single player games is when you're playing the game like an open world game and you find a building or an area that's suspiciously empty and you go, oh, this is where the DLC will go.
Yeah, that happens. Like, oh, it happened to me
and
Fallout.
I get to explore this
I gave
area.
Up on Fallout, by the way. Fallout 4. It's fun, but it does lose, as the Fallout series progresses, it loses how long I'll play it.
Yeah, I agree, because I'm down to strictly story missions, and I'm just chipping away.
You're just plowing through it, right?
I still haven't picked a faction. I'm doing all this side shit.
Yo, man, shit will get off the pot, bro.
Do I want to kill my son, or do I want to kill the people I'm friends with? That's what it comes down to.
Kill your friend. Blood before.
Blood. Yeah. Blood. Blood's thicker than water.
He's kind of a dick who likes robots too much.
Mm-mm. All right, go friends. Robots, deal breaker.
So what are you doing this week? What are you playing this week?
Two games, really.
Okay.
Gold put out Sunset Overdrive for free.
So oh, man, I bought that for full price. What a huge fucking mistake on my part.
Yep.
$60.
Oh, my
God. No, it was a legit game. I mean, it wasn't a legit game, but it came in a box.
after playing it for free for about half hour.
It was annoying as fuck.
This game's dumb.
It is like living in a Mountain Dew commercial.
It is.
Like,
extreme?
It's just so extreme.
This game should have come out in like 97.
Yeah.
They missed the time period for this game, huh?
It's like a Tony Hawk, Boom Boom Hawk Jam all over the place.
All
like
you do is
all
grind rails and shoot monsters, but the grinding takes no talent.
And the music is annoying. It's not like, it's kind of like Jet Set Radio without any love for the characters or quirkiness. The charm was there, which is not here.
You play as the ultimate bro, helping other bros to bro out.
Yeah. And then eventually you get like super powered soda to really bro out.
Oh, it's energy drink.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Like two bad dudes, like sons or something like that, got involved with some skateboarding.
It's like two terrible dudes, but and one then, terrible dude.
And then
it's the one guy.
Had a baby with a Mountain Dew commercial.
It sucks.
So 20 minutes into that, I shut it off and downloaded Michonne Walking Dead Episode 2 from Telltale.
Oh, okay.
And that was way better. That
Telltales
was good.
Are pretty solid. Telltales are a little slow for me, but I will pick up the Batman one that's coming out.
Did you clear up that space on your hard drive with that other game?
Oh, no. I got an external. I'm good. But I'm going to keep Sunset Overdrive.
I erased it out of principle.
I'm going to keep it to remind me. I got good games on this thing. Avoid the bad ones.
And you got some bad ones.
Just because they're free doesn't mean they're good.
At least they're free.
Yep.
I rather have free and bad than paid for and bad. Like,
thank you.
I've got burned a bunch of times. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, I wasn't going to ever pay for that game. All but right. Michonne, play that. Real good.
Telltale?
Tense.
Yeah, number two is good?
Tense as
this
hell.
This is the second, right?
This is the second episode, and there were more than one moment where I was like, oh no!
I'm digging the episodes. I'm digging it. At first, I was 100% against episodic games because, like I said, the longevity of the game. I don't like being forced into it. And I kind of lose the luster, but it's cool. It's kind of like I would equate it to Sherlock. Sherlock's kind of what I would, because I watch Sherlock and it's four different
it's
big chunks
three,
of show.
2 hour episodes a season.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it's different when like it's not just like a little DLC, little bit to go back to the game where it's like a full brand new chapter of it. So it's
and,
like, all right, 2 or 3 hours it'll take me to go through
all right, well,
this.
Here's something I want to ask you guys right now. And we'll have a little bit of discussion on that. The new Final Fantasy is coming out in episodes. Now, until now, Final Fantasy VII Redone is going to be episodic. And no, it's not Telltale. It's actually, they're changing it up. It's no longer turn-based either. It's kind of, I always call it Kingdom Hearts Fightings, but it's action fighting.
It's essentially what it is, Kingdom Hearts Fighting.
They're like the ones, you know, they're Square Enix, and I kind of remember that. But anyway, they're doing that. Now, the episode formula works great with Telltale games where you don't have to remember the exact combos and buttons and what kind of sword you have and stuff like that.
It tells you exactly what to press when to press it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right. I don't know if I'm going to like the episodic way of gaming in reference to a very nuanced game like Final Fantasy VII, where I really got to be up on what I have and who has it and all that shit.
Yeah. The last Final Fantasy game I played was VII when it originally came out.
Really?
So I wasn't about like...
Oh, you missed out.
Well, I'm not big on the...
I mean, you avoided some clunkers too, but...
Lots of clunkers.
I'm just not big on the endless like leveling up and like to, you know, like that kind of gameplay where
grinding.
It's like grinding.
Yeah, just hit 10 or 11 and you'll be all right.
I lost my whole point. All right. Well. Anyway, is it the controller? It's the control itself, like kind of hard to remember. Where we're going back.
Well,
to it after,
see,
like,
here's
a month
the thing.
Or two.
Here's the thing about Final Fantasy VII Redone or Reborn. I want to call it Reborn because Final Fantasy the Online was a Realm Reborn recently, but I'm going to call it Final Fantasy Reborn.
If they named it Phoenix, would you get a boner?
I would buy it. I would buy it. That take that, game designers. If you put a Phoenix in it, I'll buy it.
Well, they have Phoenix down.
Yeah, they do have Phoenix down, and that is a very rare item, as in real life. Anyway,
I saw a whole bunch of it earlier, man. I don't know.
Yeah, down all over the map.
Price is going down on it.
Anyway, what do you guys think? I personally think that for the Final Fantasy VII, the new one, they're going to have to dumb down some of the fighting.
It's absolutely what they're doing.
I think they're just going to have to, because if it's episodic, I'm going to lose interest. I mean, once you're in the zone for Kingdom Hearts or Final Fantasy or Blue Dragon or Legends of Zelda or any kind of RPG where you remember all this shit and what you have in your inventory and stuff, you're in the zone.
Well,
you can't take me out for a month and then pop me back.
What Telltale does is it usually starts you off a little slow in the chapter to like remember.
But that's Telltale as a company too.
Yeah,
you know, Telltale's not doing Final Fantasy,
and they don't rely on action in Telltale.
It's sinking
the buttons.
What I'm saying is, like, if they start you off a little slow, being like, "Oh, here's one easy character you can definitely kill. Let's kill him," and then
they'll have that.
So I mean, you can pick it up again.
They're doing is they're changing it from strategic turn-based, mm-hmm. where it's a lot more thought put into it, to hack and slash. So in a sense, it is...
Nah, well, I'm sure it's going to be a little more nuanced than hack and slash.
Is it square X?
Well,
baby?
Okay. Hold on. The thing about it is that they're making it look great.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it looks gorgeous. And I agree with their decision to go action-based because the old game was kind of like overhead and you can't really make it look dynamite. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But this, like, I get to see the tower, so to speak, and everybody looking their best. That's going to be cool. Episodes, I'm not down with. I'm not down with episodes on a game like this.
I don't know about a Final Fantasy game, episodic. What I like about episodic is it's nice to get 2 hours of gameplay for $5.
Well,
and then if you want, you could buy the full game at any point, you know?
For a guy like
so
me...
you get to test it a little bit.
For a guy like me, it might actually get me to play the game because I didn't like the gameplay of the old ones. And I don't have, like... I get board games that are story-based that take forever to beat, like a Final Fantasy. So if you broke it down to, like, 6 3-hour sections or 4-hour sections, I'd be more willing to play the game. I might give it a shot if it's going to be presented to me like that.
I hope they give cliffhangers. I mean, like, I know the story of Final Fantasy VII, but, like,
everything's wrapped up.
You know, maybe Eric... Eris, like, you don't know what happened to people until you buy the next one, you know?
Are they just retaking the story, or are they revisiting that world?
They are retaking the story, as far as I know, unless they throw in a big twist. I mean, Walking Dead does it great. Mm-hmm. Walking Dead does it fantastic, where they divert from the comics just a little bit to keep you satisfied, and they ended with a fantastic cliffhanger,
which
spoiler
the
alert.
Internet is furious at.
Because
they
I
didn't get
it.
Everything they wanted at once.
I saw a meme saying that's how it said me and the beer distributor, and that's exactly how I do it. Where I walk, I was like, you? No, maybe not you. You, yeah.
Meeny, miny, mo.
Yep.
He did that in the actual comic book.
Yeah, but there were slight differences. They didn't do the herding, so to speak, right?
No.
You know, were they herding him? I haven't watched it yet. Let's not do it. So here's my thing. I've been playing XCOM 2, and I've been getting my ass kicked. Yeah. So
we getting
today's
that guy?
A bad week for Rides Like Phoenix. All right. I come over here to relax, do a little podcast. I get my ass kicked in UFC. I'm gonna go home, and my XCOM 2 is gonna kick my ass, and I'm gonna go sleep.
It's a bad day.
No, but what is great is I did jump back into Ready Player One. This was my second reread this week, and it's fantastic. It's a fantastic book for gamers. For people who don't know, it's written by Ernest Cline. It's in development for a movie right now.
Spielberg.
Yeah, Spielberg's in it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
You're getting Mrs. Spielberg to come out of his high horse.
So it is a come out of his high horse.
Come down from his high horse.
Anyway, I'll read a little synopsis of it from his webpage because I don't want to do it wrong. But here we go. It's the year 2044 and the real world is an ugly place. Like most of humanity, Wade Watts, who I love the alliteration, escapes his grim surroundings by spending his waking hours jacked into the Oasis, a sprawling virtual utopia that lets you be anything you want to be, a place where you can live and play and fall in love on any of tens of thousands of planets, which... You know, there are games coming out like that right now. It's not...
No Man's Sky.
Yeah, No Man's Sky. There you go. It's not unbelievable. Now, all right, you know, I'm done reading. But this guy, James Halliday, that designed the Oasis, dies. And he leaves Easter eggs all over the Oasis. Three keys that open three gates. And if you open the third gate, you get his Easter egg called Halliday's Easter Egg. And you get his fortune, which is roughly $150 billion.
You want to make a lot of sense if you find out at the end of the game that he built Raccoon City.
Brick by brick.
Yeah.
Because
of his obscure keys?
Yeah.
No, but the guy, the cool part is the guy's obsessed with the 80s. So these people, 10 years after it, it's an impossible thing. So it's 10 years, nobody finds even the slightest clue. And these guys called Egg Hunters, or Gunters for short, go into it and learn everything about the 80s because he hinted that he needed you needed a base knowledge in the 80s to go. So it's very cool. It's like Wade Watts will go to a planet dedicated to the band Rush, or like they'll go to a yeah. It's very cool. Or he'll have to go to the Blade Runner building with Harrison Ford, where he can tell if you're human or not.
Yeah.
Replicants.
It just borrows from all these, like,
it big borrows franchises. From everything. Pac-Man, he visits Arcade Planet, where he has to play different arcades to win. He has to know such obscure... I don't want to give away what any of the gates are.
So essentially, if you're a dude in his 30s who likes video
it's
games...
It's right up Rise Like Phoenix's alley. No, it's up everybody's alley. It's very, yeah, very nostalgic and cool.
You know what it reminds me of?
And it's done well.
Have you ever seen Sword Art Online? It's
no.
An anime series. It's on Netflix now.
Okay.
But it's a guy. It's a people wear these headsets to go into this VR open world game. But the creator of the game traps them in, or their headsets fry their brains.
Oh, okay.
So they have to figure out how to get out of this virtual world. It's kind of
okay, but
similar.
It's yeah. Yes, it's very similar, but it's cool. Like his base and stuff eventually has like nods to Back to the Future, and just everything you could think of. Everything 80s. Sans Saved by the Bell. I was waiting for Saved by the Bell, but it didn't happen. But that's
how'd you the sandwich?
I want him to be eating at the Max or something. You know,
<It's> like, one of the characters has a big ass cell phone.
What's up, Preppy?
Excellent book. Very, very witty. Amazingly written. I mean, huge imagination on this guy. Definitely recommend. Number one for gamers. Number one book for you to enjoy.
Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah.
You said they also gave that in the Loot Crate?
They did give it for
actually,
Loot Crate like last year.
You probably do.
You
have
probably
a copy
have one sitting around.
Somewhere in this house.
Yeah, you do.
Usually the stuff with, like, with Loot Crate.
You were like, book. Ew.
I don't read the comic books from Loot Crate. It's like Star Wars comic book episode one.
That was
no,
really
you know
good,
what?
Actually.
The comic books from the Loot Crate is always like, the one hit. But this is a book.
Well, that was a legit Star Wars issue one with an alternate cover. And that was a good read. I started reading the rest of the series.
Did you really?
Yeah, it's cool. Really good.
Did it? All right, that's cool. Anyway, that's what I've been doing this week. I've really been, I dove into that like wholeheartedly because I love it. I mean, the second I read the first chapter, I'm back in. Very good. Just so everybody knows, I'm not like a guy who just only reads this one book. There's a lot of books that I've read multiple times. I like reading a book multiple times because your perspective changes on it as you get older. It's very cool. Anyway, let's hit the news.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone. Bad news, everyone.
Heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B-square! Hit the B-square!
I've had a week to think about this news, so I have a lot of stories that hopefully incite some discussion. So I'm going to hit this one first. I was hoping that we could see both sides of the fence. Let me find it. Okay. So this one I wanted to talk about. Blizzard erases gaming history by axing a fan-made World of Warcraft server. I want to see what you guys feel. Now, Nostalrius, and I practice saying it, but Nostalrius Begins is a private legacy server that has been running a version of World of Warcraft as it existed between 2004 and 2005. They've been running since February 28th in 2015. And last night, Blizzard went to shut it down. Now, obviously, this is piracy, technically. They have, I got a number here. They have, well, they got 55,000 signatures in protest, but I mean, like, we all know that doesn't really do much.
Nope. It's like, it's our game.
Now, their argument is that the game has changed. For people who play World of Warcraft, I don't play it anymore, but the game has changed so much from 2004 to now.
There have been like 50 expansions since.
Now it's kind of based on you being the ultimate hero that can save the day. And back then it was more of an MMO where we're all kind of in it together. So in 2015, this website, Nostalgerist, as I'm trying to say it right, Nostalrius. Anyway, they've been running this server from World of Warcraft from 2005. They shut down. Now, they're claiming that it's more of like a museum thing. You know, like people can come in. It is free to play. So
it's like you taking like Back to the Future and be like, bro, it was from 1985.
Well, I have a quote from one of them that kind of jumped out at me. One of the gamers, they said, "We definitively lose at the same time the possibility to play the game we initially purchased." Because the game has deviated so much. And this is a game that's been around on servers for so long. I mean, over a decade. So it has.
Yeah.
I tell you, I think you got your money's worth, buddy, though. Like, I mean,
Well, I could kind of see both sides.
I do see both sides.
A, it's Blizzard's game.
Right.
But B, I do like Star Wars better before Greedo shot first.
Right. No, I mean, I understand that.
All Blizzard has to do is have them cut that shit out and then do exactly what they did.
That's what I'm thinking.
And then just release that.
I'm thinking maybe even if they would have thrown them a nod, if it was me and I was in charge of Blizzard's PR, let's put it that way, I would have thrown the owner, I would have took him aside, cyberspace style, and I would have said, look, I'm going to give you $100,000. It's really not that much to us. It's either that or I'm going to shut you down. So I'm going to purchase it from you. Show that, you know, you get something. I'm not just going to shut you down and do it, because I guarantee you they might do it. And that's that. You know, you get a little good PR and no? Did I talk? You would just shut them down, Imperial style.
Why would you want to?
I guess
you were 7-Eleven, why would you want
to? You're inviting other people to do it too, though.
Yeah, but if you were 7-Eleven, why would you want a Circle K to open up down the block? It's just like.
He's saying is then buy it and turn it into another 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't know how much it, like, manpower and time and money costs to.
I guarantee you, Blizzard's got them covered.
You don't know what their, like, yearly expenses on the servers that they have. How many people play that game? How many dedicated servers? And,
which
like,
one?
But it sounds
Nostalgerist?
Like kind of, no, the original one.
Yeah, so what?
And they're constantly trying to progress that game.
They make bank.
Yeah, but they also spend bank to keep that running.
You think they actually don't want people to jump back in the old days and play?
It's
even if they were monetizing that?
It's like, okay, you're going to open up. You're separating your gamers then, so like, You're instead of having one world that you've progressed throughout the last 10 or 15 years of the game being out, now you're making a second world where it's stuck back in 2006. And now you have to get a whole other team of people together.
Marvel did it with Ultimates and the regular world. Although that really did kind of...
It's a little different.
Or the new 52 of comic books. DC, let's put it that way.
Wait, were they just... That's a comic book though, man. Like,
right.
It's different. You just print the comic book and draw it up. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, but a game, I think, is even less so, where you just play what you want to play. If you want to play the old game, play the old game. Yeah, it's like picking up an N64 game.
It's not like re-releasing like the first Mortal Kombat. It's a lot to go into these servers, and like it's an MMORPG. So, I mean, you have to have a whole team of people like making sure that everything's running smoothly over there. I think that it'd be bad for the progression of the game, where every year or however many years it takes for them to, you know, put on the expansions or do whatever, you're taking a step backwards by going back to this original one. When you could just maybe in the future try to make a the game go back to maybe that type of gameplay and just keep progressing the way you're going.
So
still regressing at that point.
Though. Yeah, here's...
Do we know real quick how long this thing's been around?
2015.
So
like not even less than 18 months.
So yeah. Here's my thought. It can't take that many people to run this thing.
No, if they were doing it free of charge.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they're selling ad space, but it can't take that.
How many users do they have?
I didn't say. Did not say. They did not come out with
that. How
many
signatures did they get?
55,000.
55,000 signatures?
Yeah, but some people might just sign that, man. You know? You're walking through a park, they're like, hey, sign this, legalize.
You could definitely fluff up your signatures by that.
No, I mean, like, if just some dude walked up and it's like, hey, I'm playing this game and they're trying to stop me from playing that game, I'd be like, no, they're not. Sign my name like John Hancock.
This is an online petition more than anything. So
oh, yeah, absolutely. These people it's not taken in the streets. I know that.
These people have to seek it out, but it is probably easy to
so here's
come
my
up with
thought.
A couple different email addresses. Well,
it's probably making this guy or couple of guys money from selling ad space. I don't know if it would be enough just to play devil's advocate, because I know I was playing up the other side for Blizzard to either charge, you know, because this might just be a bunch of cheapos who just don't want to pay for the World of Warcraft anymore and they jump back.
Probably.
It's probably at least, I'd say, 50% cheaper.
WoW has a movie coming out this summer, man. They're looking to the future. I don't think they want to go back to where the game was in 2005 or even entertain the fact that you could do that. Just play our game. It's time-tested, improved.
But they could do some cool stuff with it, too. I'd love to take a character from now and like port it over to that server. Also, by the way, the servers back then were much smaller, so you could be like the legend on that server. You know, like when I played Final Fantasy Online, which of course was my big online one because I have to go against the tides, and I didn't play much World of Warcraft. I played the much, much less critically acclaimed Final Fantasy. There were big boss dudes who walked around who I was like, oh, I know that guy. Not so much with the newer servers on World of Warcraft. It's such a large universe now.
Well, that's good, though. That's,
like, it was cool. It was cooler on the smaller.
That's a game where I don't know how it works, because I never played it. But like, you pay your money for the game, and then whatever the upkeep is to keep it every year.
Yeah.
And you have a game that
it's monthly. Well, I guess you can get the gist. Netflix.
It's a subscription based.
Right.
But whatever it is, you pay your subscription, and you like, let's say it's like $10 a month, $5 a month. You have a game that's going to last you forever. If you like that type of game, then why wouldn't you want the game to keep progressing? Like, the game stayed the way it was in 2005 or 6 or 8 or 9, people would have been like, oh, I've done everything.
That's why they changed it.
Yeah. So why would they want to take the time and effort
to
go back?
I think it's probably cheapo.
I think it's a nostalgia thing. I think it's cheaper people.
Yeah.
It's these people who are like, oh, it was better back in the day.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
End of the day, though. End of the day. It's Blizzard's game.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to No Man's Sky. Let's put it that way. That's the next MMO I'll jump on. You know, I haven't jumped on one for a minute. But
yeah, I'm intrigued by that one.
No Man's Sky is going to be excellent, especially if they put the VR to use. And we'll get a Ready Player One scenario. Anyway, next story.
VR is coming in a big way, dude.
So IGN dropped this picture of a guy holding the Pokeball, right? Everybody saw that?
No.
Oh, it's a real-life guy holding the Pokeball, just kind of like his hand. And they reported that a Pokemon live-action movie was in the works. It's not in the
boat on that.
It's not in the works. No, I don't think so. I'd go see it. I'm an adult. I'd go see it.
It's still huge.
I mean, obviously, I can't put myself in the position of someone who fell off a video game bandwagon, because here I am with a podcast. But
if they release that in the summer, like, I know, Ryze, you got kids and you like it, so why wouldn't you?
My kids like it too.
But what I'm saying, like, it makes sense for you to go see that in the theater. Like, you're gonna rip it, Max. Like, you're not gonna go
not
see that.
Pokemon.
You can go to the theater and pay.
Well, depending if
it's a huge stadium battle.
Well,
cool.
Depending on how I would go by reviews on that one.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I like to support things I like.
I
in
do
movie
too.
Form.
Like Batman Superman. Yeah. Nobody was more psyched up than me. And
I
then
paid money
just
for that.
You, I literally just heard you guys talk about it, hanging out with you guys. Max was like 100% against it.
It's a bad movie.
Everyone says it's a bad movie, so I didn't go see it. And you know what? I will rip it. I will rip it on my Amazon Fire Stick.
The same thing for me. I was going to go see it, and he's like, don't bother, just wait. I'm like,
because there are people I trust with certain genres. Yeah. I trust Max with a comic book genre. So if he says it sucks, it sucks. And that's that. Anyway, back to Pokemon. Pokemon is not currently in the works, but the Pokemon company is looking to get a live-action film made. It looks like Sony, Warner Brothers, and Legendary are all duking it out in a bidding war.
Are they going to white out Pokemon, you think?
Ash Ketchum is a white dude.
Japanese, man.
No, is he?
Brock.
Everything.
Oh, Brock. No, you can't go Brock. Although Brock's got the brown hair. Japanese animation is weird like that. Like, you never know.
They whited out Dragon Ball Z. That's for sure.
Oh, that's a bad movie.
I do hope they pick an age. Actually, you know what? I take it back. The kid Asa that plays. Let's cast the movie real quick. What do you think in Ash?
Ash?
I like the kid who played Ender from Ender's Game movie.
I don't know.
He's a little old now.
You thinking a little kid?
In the game, he's like an 11-year-old kid.
Ash looks like a teenager, though.
Yeah, because he's a cartoon.
Right.
But in the story...
Also, I don't want to promote these 11-year-old kids
running
away.
Technically, in the game, he's red. He's not Ash. Yeah.
I definitely say Pikachu's Bill Murray's voice.
I would like it. Yeah, I would like an obscure throwout. I mean, Danny DeVito.
Pikachu.
they're pushing hard for Danny DeVito online to be Detective Pikachu's American voice. I would...
Oh, then I'm buying the game.
Revive the whole thing. Yeah, revive the whole thing. Anyway, Ash Ketchum.
I wouldn't want him to. Should I white it out or?
How many young boy Asian actors can you name?
I was gonna say any. You know, it was Harold from Harold and Kumar should be Brock. Like,
I mean,
how are you gonna cast this?
I don't know any like Asian people actors.
I guess. Hopefully they cast from Japan. Now I will say this. Ready Player One just cast Shoto, and Shoto is a small Japanese boy, and the casting said that it had to, one of the requirements was that they speak fluent American English and Japanese, so perhaps that kid can be in two blockbusters.
There you go. Meanwhile, on the same front, all over the internet today is people pissed off that they whitewashed Ghost in the Shell.
Did they?
That movie's coming out with Scarlett Johansson.
I mean, the girl kind of looked like Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, but
like,
you know the internet.
The Japanese versions.
Nothing. That's
Japanese versions of these animes. Without getting too into like, you know, I definitely don't want to touch on racial things. It's difficult to discern what race.
Oh, definitely. You got like blonde characters running around.
Yeah, yeah. Japanese. I don't think that they are racially based in the anime world. It's not really a thing.
You know what's funny? The one movie that was the most like kind of racist movie ever was like Street Fighter, right? Where they were like all a bunch of like stereotypes, like Zangief.
I think that was like
that game is technically racist.
No, but
that was a little before we all talked.
No, but they didn't.
And there was ideas of us. But then
but they didn't white out Ryu, bro. They made him.
Ryu was a badass.
I know. I was why is Fei Long Ryu, man? What's going on? Why is he a little Asian dude?
He's supposed to be Japanese.
Didn't get that when
he was a bad
in the toy.
Yeah.
The video game. The game, yeah.
Where he's a big hulking white guy. I thought it was a Chris Redfield, basically. Like,
technically, I think Ken is Japanese American.
Yeah.
That definitely doesn't. Dude's right,
so
blonde.
You know what? We'll hold off until this Pokemon thing is confirmed, but it's nice to see them duking it out. I think so, because animated movies still do relatively well.
It's still Nintendo, and Nintendo is notoriously against turning anything of theirs into movies.
Well, Mario the Pokemon company is its own deal. I mean, like, they're still owned by Nintendo, sort of like Halo is owned by Xbox. Like, they're hand in hand. They, you know, Bungie Studios is essentially Microsoft's baby.
I never got why Nintendo didn't open up their own movie company just based on, like, you know, Zelda.
I know reasons for that. It's the Mario Brothers movie. That's fine.
Well, that's reason one. And right. Two, they are very precious about their characters. So the fact that Link doesn't have a voice.
Here's an easy fix for the Mario
Brothers
movie.
Some of it's better. It's like a Calvin and Hobbes
situation.
They
don't want to break that.
Here's an easy fix for the Mario Brothers movie. Have it remotely look like Mario Brothers.
Make a 3D animated one.
It doesn't necessarily have to even be live action. You just make good.
Like, do a cartoon. It's a cartoon.
DC's best movies, I think, are their animated movies.
Absolutely. They can't do a live action movie.
The Batman.
The old Batman. Without getting into it too hard, even the animated movies are getting a little stale.
I'm very excited for Killing Joke.
Killing Joke's going to be their first rated R animated movie.
Oh, word? He shoots a barber in the spine.
No, they can't.
No, I think the language.
But they had a a Suicide Squad animated movie where a dude's head explodes, Joker shoots somebody, Harley Quinn has sex with Deadshot.
It was like, good.
All sorts of R-rated shit going on.
It was great, but that was, I think that was PG-13. This is their first R-rated movie.
Good. That book's fucked up.
That book is. I know. If I would have heard it was going to be PG-13, I would have been disappointed.
Quick question just for you game, or just us.
Us comic book.
Yeah. Games. Margot Robbie Harley Quinn or Arkham City Harley Quinn? Which one is
Arkham City Harley Quinn. Not even a contest. Yeah, Margot Robbie.
Yeah. More variety of the outfits.
Yeah, people Margot freak Robbie's out like, and stuff, but like not to give the general public just more of a push or an inflated ego. I've seen way better Harley Quinns at Comic-Con. You know, I mean, she's cool, I guess. I don't like the way she's playing her in the I'm not a hater. I don't want to be a hater. The costume
to me doesn't scream Harley Quinn as
like
much.
Too many tattoos on her and shit.
The tattoos and the over-sexualized but not necessarily creative outfit. Like, you watch those trailers, it's just right. Ass and titty.
All right, let's put it this way. It's overly sexualized, like Hollywood does, but in, you know, Harley Quinn was invented for the animated series. I mean, Pete and I can go on and on about Batman being comic book specialist in that field. I don't know about you, Pete, but she's always had, like, she's always been very sexy, obviously, but she's always had sort of an innocence that was duped. Yeah. Like, when she bent over there, it wasn't as, like, oh, I know what I'm doing. I know I'm being sexy in this, like, tight-ass Joker's outfit.
Plus, the costumes were more, had more flair than just a cut-off t-shirt.
Yeah, she just happened to be a very sexy woman in these ridiculous outfits, and that was kind of what was hot about her, you know? This is like where she's like getting undressed in front of people and stuff. It's kind of, they're kind of whoring her out a little bit.
She's always bending over, ask the camera.
On purpose, you know, like winking at the camera. Like, I'm not into that.
Well, you paid for Margot Robbie to be in the movie. You might as well.
Oh, sometimes less is more. Yeah. Sometimes. Not always. Not always.
And you want to see the whole
shebang. Playboy made a big mistake, but let's not.
You want to see the whole shebang anyway. Just put on Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah. Mystery yeah, not that she's a bad actress, but I don't know. I just don't like the way they're going with it. Of course, I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know.
This new trailer gave me some hope with her voice.
Yeah, the voice was cool. Like, I don't know. The lines they gave her, like, we're the bad guys. And, I didn't totally believe her psychoticness when she was like, oh, that's what the voice is. I didn't like that one, but
this new trailer has some better lines.
Are you down on that?
Back to video.
Suicide Squad. Sorry, one more question. Are you down on Suicide Squad because of the Batman movie?
No.
Batman's in it.
Batman's super in it. He's all over the trailers.
Is it Batfleck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still Batfleck. Mm-hmm. And I want to see this new Joker. I'm into seeing Suicide Squad.
All right. Back to video games now.
Okay. Back to video games. Now, this is a... this isn't coming up the way I wanted to, but this was the last discussion I wanted to have. Now, let me see if I can punch this up on my phone a little better. A popular video game called Rust. Okay. I want to do it justice. Rust is a first-person survival game where you start out completely naked, left to a barren environment to build yourself tools, weapons, and a home as other players try and do the same, and potentially they try to kill you and steal your stuff. It's an extremely tense game from what I've heard. I haven't played it. I will be picking it up after reading this article. It's awesome. Sounds cool.
Multiplayer only?
Sounds very cool.
It is. It is multiplayer
exclusively. I mean, you're a single-player guy. Would you bother with it?
Well, this isn't like... run with a squad through a deathmatch. This is survive against the elements.
It's a little bit Survivor, a little bit of Lore of the Flies.
Well, let me just tell you right quick, if you haven't been in the multiplayer game for a while, there are cheaters and spammers where you're like, you'll be like, okay, I just started off.
Because you're everyone's starting off booty naked on, let's say, a beach generally or a different wilderness. I know you start off on different spots, so if you start off in the woods and then you, let's say, you start a new character and you get the woods environment again, you're probably going to have one up on Pete first time he plays or something like that.
I just be hoping to make it, try to give him a bare-knuckle brawl to the death.
No, but...
fall into my bamboo spikes.
It's a very cool idea in the fact that you find out whether you're going to be that ultra-aggressive guy going to kill him for his stuff. It's very cool.
Is
like
a way
that
to play the game where you don't have to be a killer, where you could just be like,
I would imagine there.
To me is kind of like Walking Dead, where it's like you're just trying to survive in this world, but people are going to be fucking with you.
Yeah, something like that. But here's what everyone's up in arms about, which I don't feel they should be, but So it now randomizes your race and gender when you start.
So
you don't get to pick.
Well,
you know, the people are.
Is there a big advantage to being a guy or a girl?
No.
Is there a big advantage to being a black guy or an Asian?
No.
Then what? Who the fuck cares?
I mean, well, people on one side of the fence are saying they like the created characters, they like making their own thing, and they also don't. They feel that the gender and race equality are being shoved down their throats forcibly.
I agree.
I don't think so. No, I would like it. I think it expands horizons.
I'd rather
make
my character and then just have it be like literally an avatar, rather than just be like I'm just some random person. I will get, especially if it's a game where you're trying to pretend to survive this savage wasteland, and you're just some random person with like a random.
That kind of builds some mystery to me a little bit.
Yeah, but is there a story, like it.
Or are you just trying to survive?
I'm sure there's some sort of story, some sort of natural.
If you had a choice, would you just want the random one or the one you make yourself?
I mean, given the choice, I usually like to make myself in a video
me
game.
Too.
I mean, everybody does, but at the same time, I'm picking this game up,
yeah.
And I like the concept of this. And that is because, unfortunately, except for maybe Michonne episodes, I can't think, and this is not my fault, but I can't think of a black woman protagonist in a video game offhand.
I have a quick question. Is this game kind of play like a StarCraft where everyone starts off and then there's a winner declared at the end of the session?
I do not know.
I'm done playing for today.
I do not know. I read the article. It piqued my interest. In the game included, even if it wasn't the racial elements to it or the excitement in the news, it sounds cool. It sounds like a cool game. I will be picking it up. I assume it's on Steam.
So, if last question. Sorry, one more time. Well, if you got the
keeping in mind, I'm not an expert on this game.
If you got the girl, would you be like, man, let's just restart this. Let me be a dude.
No. I promise everyone when I start Rust, whatever it is.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't matter.
I don't think it matters. I doubt it affects the story in any way.
No, it probably doesn't at all. And half the time, I make myself in the game, too. I know. I keep it in first person or something.
I wish Victor was here. He always makes himself a woman.
A lot of people do that.
He thinks that people take it a little easier on
it. There's definitely maybe like a back part of your brain where you're like, all right, this is a chick. Let me not go super hard on her. She probably don't know what she's doing. And then it's fucking Victor Belmont, who's like a gamer, just slaps people up.
Who is like the anti-chick?
I'm sure it goes beyond even that. Some people would just rather look at a woman during the duration of a game, I'm sure.
That's his. You should see this guy.
He's trying
cool.
to build up a big friend library of people. It's like, hey, man, what are you doing? Want to be friends?
And all right.
It doesn't move the needle at all.
Yeah.
Whatever. To whoever you are. Any other game I pick up, and whoever the protagonist is, I'm the protagonist.
As a matter of fact, I'm very tired of being the brunette white man.
Yeah.
I just am.
I don't mind.
Smart ass. Even if it was a straight face, like the FBI agent from Boardwalk Empire, just like I'd rather play that than this smart ass Michael's, guy.
If I could be Michael Shannon, I'd pick Michael Shannon.
Every
time, 100 times. Like, make that a thing.
Yes. Can I be Michael Shannon in this game instead?
Yeah. I mean, like that would be cooler than it's always a smart ass too.
Smart white guy with 3 days growth.
People said my monotone voice is disturbing.
All right, so that's the news. That was a good discussion news. That's what I like the most, mm-hmm. when I can get a good discussion out of you two. And hopefully a guest next week, we promise guest. Let's hit the game. Let's do the quiz. All right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Only a test.
Ah, the part of the show that I didn't have to research. I love it. Unless I win this week. Max, you want to explain the rules just to people who haven't played?
Of course. Boss fight rules. I get 15 hit points. You each get 10. We got 3 categories. I decided to keep it the same way as last time.
I like that.
That's randomized attacks. So you don't know how much points a question's worth until you're done with it. Mm. And I will hand out perks as you level up. So I guess we'll start with you. Rise, as we normally do. Here's your categories for today. Game endings.
Mm.
Ladies in games.
Mm.
More game settings.
Mm.
Spoilers for the game endings, by the way. And settings means the world of the game. Not
like, okay. It's like hopefully you didn't pick anything.
I'm not talking about the manual. Right?
No. It's not like...
No, I'm joking.
Inverted flight controls.
Exactly.
Final answer.
Blood on, please. Thank you. Why would that ever be off?
All right, I'm going to go endings. I'm just going to ask you real quick. Are any of these recent games that people can get upset about? You didn't spoil, let's say,
none of these are recent enough that if you don't know it, you have any right to get upset about it.
Okay. All right.
All right, we'll start with probably... Here's a recent one. In 2012, what game series sparked controversy by ending its trilogy with a red, blue, or green option rather than an ending based in your moral choices?
Mass Effect.
Not your turn, but okay.
Oh, you didn't start with Brian, you said.
I said Shock. I said Rise, rather.
Oh,
I thought I said Rise.
I'll go Mass Effect.
Both of you Mass Effect?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. I only know that because you always complain about how they didn't give you moral choice.
Well, that was a big controversy back then.
I remember.
So much so that they offered DLC to fix the ending.
So I go in first this time? Or
you're going next.
Right. Now you.
So pick a category.
Settings.
Settings.
Blood on, please.
What game drops you into a civil war set in the fictional Himalayan country of Kira?
Far Cry?
Far Cry? That's your answer?
Yeah, 3.
Okay.
Far Cry. Far Cry. Was it 3 or 4?
He gave a number. So.
Did he give it 3? I'll give a 4.
4 was the right answer.
Yeah.
It was the one that got
Far Cry
the
3
suit,
was
right?
A beach, right?
It was an island.
Yeah. Far Cry 4 was Pagan Min.
That's right.
There was a cheat in Far Cry 4 that I loved, that you could beat the game within 10 minutes.
Not a cheat. It's technically a way to legitly finish.
Oh, can we just talk about it real quick?
In the opening of the game, you're kidnapped by the main bad guy, Pagan Min. And he's got you in a dining room, and he goes off to kill somebody. He goes, wait right there, enjoy the Crab Rangoon,
and I'll
be back
everything.
In a few minutes. And naturally, you run off and start murking everything. If you wait, he comes back, lets you do the ending of the game, and then you fly off.
Yeah, he's like, oh, by the way, thanks for waiting. I did know your father. I did this. I did that.
He explains everything.
Cool. And then you guys ride off into the sunset together.
And you get
ruin the ending itself?
No. You kill a lot less people. Yeah. In fact, he puts you on a helicopter and goes, let's go shoot some goddamn guns.
Yeah, you end up being a bad guy, like his right-hand man, instead of taking him down. Yeah.
There's
very
a lot
cool.
of endings.
Very
Time
cool
to return this game. Dope.
Very cool Easter. Speed run, YouTube. We're done. All right, sorry.
All right, so pick your category.
Endings. I'm going to go with endings.
All right. What indie game has the player attempt to rescue a damsel in distress, only to find out at the end of the game,
it's every game.
That she was fleeing from you the entire time?
Oh, shoot.
I'll just blow this and say this is a 3-pointer.
Braid?
Braid.
Agreed, Dan.
Braid was right.
Yeah!
Watch.
Up top and fuck you, Phil Fish.
You watch go, Indie Game the Movie.
You can go cry game. Like a bitch.
All right, you just get a perk.
Did he come back, by the way, Phil Fish? Is he ever?
No, he's done for.
Yeah.
I'll give you both the same perk just to make it easy. We'll do the psychic where you get a hint.
Okay. Yeah, I like hints.
All right.
But wait, just a quick question. With the psychic, don't I have to go like last?
You go last. So
all right.
Whoever calls it first.
So the other one doesn't get the hint. That's what I figured. All right.
All right. Pick a category.
Let's go with settings.
Another settings. What series is based in the city of Stillwater and even has a billboard that reads, Welcome to Stillwater, and it's with one L, bitch?
I'll pass.
Block that. All right.
I love Stillwater. I love eating at Freckle Bitches. And I love me some Saints Row in general.
There
Everyone knows that.
Saints Row.
You're killing it today.
Murdering.
You may not have to be in such a bummer mood after all those UFC beatdowns.
I'm feeling good. What's that one we're not doing?
Ladies.
Let's do ladies in gaming.
What fighting game lady is a twisted version of her rival and hides a Tarkatan mouth underneath her mask?
That would be Melina.
Melina.
Mortal Kombat.
Is that the bad one?
She's the Baraka-mouthed woman, yeah. If that's what you're asking.
No, because there's two of them.
There's Katana and Melina. Pick your...
I guess I'll go with you, Melina.
Melina is correct.
Mm-hmm. The question is, would you still? Let's...
That's a lot of teeth.
No, I'll go...
Maybe.
Katana, man. The fans.
I think she's She's in a league of her own, dude.
All right, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Category, please.
Let's go ladies.
All right. What character from Street Fighter and Final Fight is actually a post-op transsexual, since at the time of her creation, Capcom felt it was rude to hit a woman?
Cody?
Cody?
Okay. It's, only, think
it's a woman that was a man. That's
It's not reversed. It's not a man. It's a woman. It's a woman.
Cody wasn't in Street
post-op
Fighter.
Transsexual.
He was in 4.
Cody was?
Cody was in like, the later ones.
He was in
3, Alpha 3. Yeah.
Yeah. Cody was all over those
games. I fell off after 2 and then they're 10 sequels.
Wait, it's a girl?
That was a...
Yes.
It's a girl now.
A girl.
I'm going to pass and I don't know the character.
Okay, block.
All right.
I'm going to block, but... I got no guess.
Correct answer would be Poison.
Poison?
I don't even know that character.
Street Fighter.
Street Fighter 1. Tekken, right? Is that Street Fighter 1?
No, she was in the
why was it cool to punch Chun-Li then? Nothing.
Well, because she showed up in Final Fight and you were beating the crap out of 20 of them. So Capcom was it's a dude in a dress.
It was his character in Final Fight initially when it came to Street Fighter.
Which shows how much times have changed. It's like, don't hit a woman. Hit this tranny.
She's weird.
Yeah.
Now you get in much more trouble for hitting a tranny than you would a woman.
It's like, don't hit her. She's a beautiful, intelligent woman.
Right.
Jenner.
No, don't even say anything. Which is fine. I'm fine with it, everybody. Just so everybody knows, it's just a joke.
Yo, this
so everybody calm down.
Why is this woman fighting like an Apache? Yo, she's killing me.
She was the one with the pink hair and the riding crop, by the way. And
I always knew this
fact, because every time we played Street Fighter Cross Tekken and she showed up, you'd be like,
She's sexy.
Right. All right, who goes? I think
it's me.
You're
it's
up.
Me. Yeah, I'm up. Let's do endings.
Okay.
I think this is hot bar.
An easy one. In what critically acclaimed game is the player tasked with either killing the main character or letting him become the undead?
Walking Dead?
That's what you're going with?
Yeah, Telltale Walking Dead.
Yeah, that's the first one.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure that I had to make that choice. I was like,
yes. Which one did I pick? Oh, yeah.
All right, we found your categories today, guys.
Mm-hmm. I like to meet some endings.
I don't know the points, right? And can I ask
no,
to use my
knows
ability
the
after I hear the question?
No, you got to kind of... Actually,
yeah,
pick a category. I'll give it to you after the question if you want to.
All right, let me go... I guess, I'm not going to pick it yet. Ladies.
Gonna go another ladies.
Yeah, I might as well wait till I'm low on points.
What survival horror protagonist has the words "Made in Heaven" on the back of her biker vest in the
Claire
first appearance?
Claire Redfield.
Claire Redfield.
Claire Redfield.
Both of you, Claire?
Yes.
Claire's correct.
Mm.
She didn't have a half as hard as Chris. She had Leon.
Yeah.
All
right. Rise is in striking distance.
Mm-hmm.
And, Shark?
Much like old Mike Tyson.
Was. Your category.
Let's do the one we've done the least, if you don't mind me saying that.
Settings?
Yeah, okay.
What series has dozens of locations, including Traverse Town, The World That Never Was, Atlantica, Port Royal, and Hollow Bastion?
Oh, stop. Stop. Kingdom Hearts.
He's nodding furiously.
Kingdom Hearts. You had me at Hollow Bastion.
Yep. I was actually...
that was like a main turning point.
If I might have tried to take a guess if it wasn't Kingdom Hearts. Like, okay, Dan definitely played that one.
All right, your category.
Let's go ladies.
It's ladies night.
What character was changed into a female after developers were influenced by Ridley Scott's movie Alien, a film that sets the tone for the entire game series?
What's the game?
Yeah, what character?
But I'm saying, what's the game?
Well, that would give it away.
Oh, all right. What character was...
That's what he's asking.
Was changed into a female character after they saw...
Originally, the game makers had it...
Metroid.
Metroid. Samus. Yeah, Samus Aran.
That is correct. 1 point away for Rise.
I think I got full bars, too, man.
You have full bars. You took
playing
one
this joint on easy mode.
Weeks into it, I've made these questions.
Let's do the end.
Another ending question?
Yeah. Yep. Gotta do it.
In which classic survival horror game is there an alternate joke ending where it turns out that a dog at a computer terminal is responsible for all the game's events?
Oh, can I use my hint?
You can use your hint.
I'll use my hint. So I think Giant goes first.
Giant goes first then.
You pick the...
Because he's using the hint.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's what that does?
Yeah. Unless you want to rock a hint as
rock
well.
A hint right back at you.
Well, then we share a hint.
Okay.
I'm fine going Dutch on a hint. I don't care. It's 2016. Progressive.
I'm trying to think of a good hint that won't...
That won't give it away.
You gotta make the hint twice as good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a super hint. Just gives the answer. Oh,
it takes
rhymes
place.
With...
Blesident Meevil. No. I'll say it takes place in a very foggy town.
Oh, Silent Hill.
I want a game number.
This guy's afraid of losing, too. Silent Hill 2.
What was the game? What was the clue to the actual first clue? The first clue.
It would, takes place in
very
a foggy,
foggy town.
Town.
No.
Do you want the actual question?
Yeah, well, Miles, I'm going to try to figure
out. In what classic survival horror game is there an alternate joke ending where it turns out that a dog at a computer terminal is responsible for all the game's events?
I'm going to go one.
You're going to go one?
Mm-hmm.
Bad call, Rise wins.
Woo! Now I'm going to have to edit some Rise Like Phoenix music.
I had to, bro. Like, I had to go something other than you.
I know. No, I mean, I feel you. I feel you. It was our best way to pull it down. All right, man. We won. And here I am all dressed up without my Rise Like Phoenix music.
Oh, so, well, I guess I don't have to make a quiz this week.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll do it.
God, that feels good.
I imagine. Well, this one's for me.
You win!
Yeah.
All right. It was like you win, better. Krishna.
All right, so that was good, man. That was exciting. That was, you know, relatively easy for me, but that was, you know, I was in the zone. And I honestly, even if I didn't play a game, I like knowing the ending to stay up on the podcast. So I do hit Wikipedia.
You impressed me with Braid.
So cool. No. Cool.
Not so much impressive with the Kingdom Hearts question, but Braid was impressive.
You knew I was a Kingdom Hearts expert when you wrote it.
Oh, we didn't even get to the Gears of War questions.
Oh, phew.
No. I definitely played that.
Yeah, game. Well, you didn't die, Giant Shock. You lived on, man. You rode my coattails a little bit. That was all right.
I think you actually...
I'd be like 4 or 5 points behind.
You were 5 points away from taking me down on that one.
All right, but you had a good solid base. Anyway, like I said last week, we're going to continue with the confessions. I enjoy the confessions. This week, I was trying to go a little noob base. Now, I kind of forgot mine. Max kind of forgot his. So I don't know if we're going to get the full 4 or 5.
They were written on a sheet of paper at my desk at work.
Maybe we'll just talk about them a little more and we'll have some fun with that.
BG times 3 confessions.
So, I'll never want a game again. Because guilty thumbs can't win no matches. I don't ever want to play again. Till I get this off my chest.
So soulful. You got something you want to tell us?
I've taken credit for sniper shots that I was blind firing. I was like, psh, headshot! And I was just like drips of sweat coming down my head. I thought I was dead.
All right. It feels good to talk about. Max Gallows?
I take pride in knowing a lot of useless video game trivia and knowing the stories to things.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Kingdom Hearts. But I can't tell you what the hell is going on in any of those games.
Man, the darkness is taking over. It's the darkness.
But PlayStation's got a sweet primo fucking franchise. Well, to take from. That's what's all the
Disney part's easy, but when you start getting into Heartless and Nobodies, and then
look, it fell off the rails with Roxas a little bit.
Roxas and Xemnas and
gummy ships for no reason. I miss the gummy ships though.
They weren't my favorite.
We don't got no more confessions.
No, I mean, the song, eventually, I would have to start paying Azure royalties. All right.
Nah, he found Bieber, bro. He's good.
So here's my thing, and I know you guys are going to poo-poo this a little. They got me, man. They rooked me. I've been watching it more and more, and they pulled me in finally. I'm kind of looking forward to the VR. I know I've totally been shitting on it.
I'm not opposed to VR. I just do it good and I'll be about it.
Nah, but we've been shitting on it. And you know, it feels like just like when I was defending Kinect and then the Kinect for Xbox One, and I kept on defending it, and it was a loser. And then I fell for Peter Monolu's garbage about Milo, and I thought that was good. And I came in, and I was like, guys, look, this little kid, no. Milo lives in a flash drive in Peter Monolu's house.
You're like, this thing's stupid. You gotta be an idiot to like it.
I know, and I was excited. And you know what? This has me excited, too. I think I'm just living off that Ready Player One high, is what I think I'm doing.
VR is cool. It's getting there. I've been watching a lot of stuff on it.
VR is not cool yet. It can be cool if it's done well. That's all I can say about it. All
right. You got another one, Giant Shot?
I've boosted...
I'm a little embarrassed, by the way, to say that I'm looking forward to Oculus Rift. I feel like a guy who like knows nothing about video games says, you know, like it's like saying, oh, I'm a gamer. And like, yeah, you play Call of Duty. Not to hate on people who play Call of Duty, but
that was one of my
is what it is.
I've boosted my character in FIFA by, you know, like by cheating, and I've gotten banned from online for a day doing that.
Really? How did you cheat? How did you cheat, you bastard? You always talk about how good you are.
No, I am. But to get your player better, you have to do a bunch of obnoxious things. Okay. So I have two Xboxes that sit next to each other. And I'll sign in on both of them and under my roommate's account, and I'll go into a game, ruin it for everybody, and then I'll just get all the stats I need. Then my guy goes up to...
How will you ruin it? I don't understand.
Because I'm like, I'll keep the ball to myself and run it into my own goal until they all quit.
Oh, you'll pass? With, oh.
And then I'll quit. Now I can do the... Oh, okay, I can cross the field 10 times. Great.
Okay.
Now my guy's going up. All right.
This is confessions. I'm sure it feels better.
Yeah, then I got a big old email. You're banned today, bud. Someone videotaped me and sent it to Xbox.
They knew what you were doing?
They processed... Yeah, well, you could definitely tell what I was doing when you looked at it.
All right.
Somebody earned a paycheck out of that.
Max?
I'll go with what you said before. When I hear somebody, I'm just talking to some random, you like video games? I love video games. I play Call of Duty every year. To me, all I hear is, I'm a major film buff, a total cinephile. I watch every Fast and Furious
movie. Yeah, Scarface. Love that Scarface.
Yep.
Yep. Worst, most famous movie ever.
What, Scarface?
Yeah, it sucks.
What are you talking about?
That sucks. I don't want to get into it because there's actually a very good comedian named John Mulaney who actually... says that, and I don't want to seem like I'm stealing his shit, but I did watch him, and I was
bit.
Like,
it's on
Jesus
Netflix.
Christ, I thought I was the only one.
It's like when I say the Beastie Boys suck, and everyone looks at me crooked.
Yeah.
Beastie Boys are good, too.
I give you a crooked look. I like Beastie Boys. Anyway, so I have a confession. I'm not sure if I've done this one on the show before, but falling in line with Giant Shocks. With the RPGs, there's a certain amount of leveling up. I show my wife what to do. And I give her a very limited space in which to run around. She likes video games. She's not into it like I am. She's not intuitive like I am, because we all build off video games, obviously. Whenever I pick up the 6, I go, oh, this is like this game, and you know, it feels familiar. You know, except this slight different. This is slightly different, and that is slightly different. Even with the UFC game, you know, it's kind of like WCW.
Do you think it's going to be rough for your wife eventually when your kids get like good at video games and the whole house is just having this great time and she's sitting there like looking at the buttons?
Well, I even that, I'll let them level up for me.
Oh, you got an army of kids just leveling you up? Like, games are easy, man. No grinding at all.
So, yeah, that's my confession. I sometimes I don't grind, and to my downfall, sometimes the end boss becomes very easy, like in Blue Dragon. I think I just punched that motherfucker out of the sky.
You're just enlisting a workforce.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is going back into the day where we used to buy the little Xbox Live cards and scratch them off.
Tell us, this could feel so good when you tell us.
I've scratched off the code of that motherfucker, and I was just like, ah, you know, and then I try to like put in all the missing part, like it was like a letter or two.
Yeah. Oh, you rubbed it right off.
I like the first time, the first like time or two, I didn't realize it was super duper sensitive. So I took like a coin or a key, like, and I was like, oh no, man, this is like, you know, like a, it was like a 31, it was like a 6 month one. So it was like a couple bucks, especially when I was like, you know, 22, 23 years old. I was like, no, I don't want to spend $30 on this nonsense. There was like no easy way to get that
It's impossible. You know, even transferring when you upgrade your systems, it's a real pain in the ass. You know, they were like, oh, what's your favorite book character? I was like, I can't answer what I answered fucking 11 years ago. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Those security questions?
Yeah, those are impossible.
Yeah, especially since you made that shit like,
I guarantee my dumbass, like, I literally had to go through hell and back to get my character without answering that to get Rise Like Phoenix on Xbox One. And I guarantee you my dumbass just named whatever protagonist of the book I happened to be reading at the time.
I remember I had to go and recover my account after I moved here. And
it's impossible.
And they were like, my account was so old that it was before you had to have a Gmail account. They assigned me a Gmail account. And I was like, look, I don't know the code to be Xbox 360 because I didn't fucking make that. You guys clearly did. And I'm like yelling at the guy. Oh, it was so annoying.
Max.
Trying to remember mine.
Okay.
God of War. Mm-hmm. I like those games a lot, but by the end of the third game, I fucking hated Kratos and everything he stood for.
He's a dick.
I was so over that series at that point.
He is a dick.
By the third game, when you're just a one-man apocalypse ending the world for your pity little grudge, like, what have I been playing these games
for? I never
for?
Got it. Like, you beat Ares. That was it, man. I mean, like, no, I like
the
games.
God of War, man.
I do get tired of the butt mashing in that particularly, because that is a lot of square, square, triangle, but square, square, X.
By the end of the third game, you're killing all the gods, thus throwing the entire earth into natural disasters, murdering the entire planet, and I just want to be like, stop doing this.
Yeah, yeah. Stop doing I wish this they had a little more choice in that.
This quest is not worth it.
Yes, yes. Definitely, definitely. All right, so here's one. It's a little personal to me, but I would like to get it out there. So GameStop gives perks when you get a game, you know, when you pre-order a game. Pre-order a game and you get this T-shirt. Pre-order this game and you get the world's worst ear necklace, you know, whatever it is, it is. I go to Game Hut, my brother-in-law's store, and he doesn't offer those. So I do them myself. Where I'm
just
like,
take money at the register?
No, I'm just like, oh, I bought Halo 5 here. Get a new controller skin. But I don't think he knows I'm doing it. I'm just grabbing the controller skin.
And so you're just stealing.
Yeah, and a lot more words than necessary. Dan steals from his brother-in-law.
No, because he knows, because I tell him after. And I go, oh, I got that. And you should do that as a promotion. He's like, no, I would lose a lot of money. And I'm like, oh.
So you're stealing and lying to him.
No, I let him know that I'm doing it, but.
Big dog taking skins.
Pretty much.
All right. I use game, get a free PS4. Nice.
So the scenario is that my brother-in-law owns it and my other brother-in-law works at it. My other brother-in-law is pretty much cool with me just being like, oh, I'm taking this as a perk. He's like, yeah, man. Perk away.
All right. My last one is in Gears of War, I've killed people instead of going to pick up my friends.
Don't do it.
I've actually, this is going back to old school Call of Duty, the original Modern Warfare, where we used to play that shit all night.
Okay.
And Gears of War, those games when we used to play like literally all night when you and Jay didn't have, you know, weren't married and didn't have kids and stuff.
Right.
I've played so late that I've called out the work the next day. I've just been like, man, it is like 5:30 in the morning, man. I fucked up.
Yeah, that was rough, I'm man. Like, that was rough.
Again, try to remember.
I know, I got it's hard, to the man. Point, it's hard for me to remember.
This could be my confession. But
we were supposed to do it last week.
But I actually got so like, what the hell do people confess to with video games? That I Googled it, and there was a blog of video game confessions. And
really?
All it was basically, what game character do you want to bang?
Oh, my goodness. That's
what, it turned into that very quickly.
Just, can I guess? Can I guess who you're going to go for?
Oh, I'm not saying which one I would.
Chris Redd.
That was actually
or
the funniest.
Nice looking brown haired man.
He's a hunk.
Nathan Drake.
No, see, Nathan Drake's just a smooth talker. He's not. No. Don't go for that kind of guy, Pete. He's not right for
that's
you.
Why I'm single.
He's not the right guy.
All right, I'll use this one, though. But when I actually get, like, you know, I like these big open world story games. But when I look at a mini map and I just see tons of little collectibles all over the place and little quests all over the place that are like fetch quests.
Okay.
I'm very tempted to stop playing right there.
Yeah?
Looking at you, Assassin's Creed, Far Cry.
Assassin's Creed is the worst clone. With the feathers.
I was so obsessed with catching all the feathers.
Were you really?
I got the treasure chest. It didn't even matter. They were just like, ding, 2,000 lira, whatever.
It's right. So pointless.
Yeah, it is pointless. That's why that third one, where it was kind of hard to navigate the American wilderness with Connor, I was like, this is gay. I don't like this game.
And when you're looking at even a game I absolutely love, like any of the Arkham games, you look at your map and you see the little green question marks all over the place. You're just like, ugh.
There's that many.
I don't want to.
Well,
do that.
At least that it almost gives you a payoff, especially in the new one where you can't fight them until it
ends. And in the new one where they actually have the number from the last game.
Yes.
So even, instead of 240.
Even in, what was that game with Red Dead Revolver?
Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption.
Revolver was a game too, but yeah, it wasn't that. Redemption.
Where they wanted you to kill like one of every animal, and I was like trying to find all the animals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It was a big pain in the ass.
That's like, I don't
know. But at least you get a little benefit for that. By the way, later on this week, we're doubling up this week. We're going to come out tonight unedited, and then we're going to do our normal show. We normally record on a Wednesday, and then I edit and polish and add a 90s pop song at the end or whatever. And we're going to be talking a little about the new Red Dead coming out. There's whispers. The rumor, the map. Just the rumor mill. Yeah, just the rumor mill. Yeah, a map came out. Leaked. Okay, so my last one that I wanted to go over with, and this is a big deal, I think, because obviously you guys are going to question me on one game, and the answer is yes. I have enjoyed playing every single superhero game I've ever played.
Was that everyone's thinker? Like Superman 64.
That's the one I thought you were going to bring up. At the time, I enjoyed it.
And I know
at
you
the time I did.
Marvel Nemesis Rise of the Imperfects.
I liked Marvel Nemesis. I liked the GameCube Superman game. I just liked them.
Did you like that PlayStation Hulk game when the movie came out?
Yes, yeah, I liked being the Hulk. Version? It was cool. Yeah. Not
Ultimate Destruction.
I liked Ultimate Destruction ten times more.
Shit.
Yeah,
movie version.
Look,
of the game.
I recognize when a game is crappy. I understand that the movie version was crap.
You liked the version where you got to play a substantial amount of time
as Bruce Banner. Yeah, I liked it. I just liked being the video or the comic book characters. I like it. Obviously. Batman, you know, Arkham games shit all over any
what
Superman
game. What
about
the Aquaman game for N64?
It was cool.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't cool, but I liked playing it. It was like the underwater Superman.
I don't know what to say, man.
I like him. What can I say? No judgment, damn it.
A lot of the movie ones were kind of whack.
Yeah. All of the movie ones were whack. The George Clooney Genesis games, you're not remembering those. And I like those, too.
George Clooney?
Yeah, they were side-scrollers with the...
Movie tie-ins.
Oh, the Batman one?
Yeah.
There was more than
like
one game for that movie?
I didn't like a game based on just George Clooney's life.
What about
life,
the Sega CD version of Batman Returns?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, the answer is yes. I liked them all.
No.
I liked them.
I played that, and it was awful.
What about The Amazing Spider-Man 2, where it was... You just get stuck in walls randomly.
Yeah, but you got to go in the warehouse. That was the first one. That was the first one where you got to swing outside the city. That's why I liked it.
Amazing Spider-Man 2. The movie tie-in that was rushed out and really bad.
Yeah, that was the first one you got to swing around the city. Remember they had the ad campaign where it was, webs all over.
That was the original Spider-Man movie.
About that Spider-Man game where you teamed up with
X-Men?
Oh,
yeah, no, I did like that, too. I downloaded that.
Spider-Man and the X-Men Arcade's Revenge.
I like that. Nobody liked that at the time, though? You guys didn't like that at the time?
Storm was underwater and unbeatable that level.
My favorite.
It was too hard.
They were terrible. I know, they were very hard. I still enjoyed them. I still bought them all. My favorite Spider-Man game to date is Revenge of the Sinister Six for Genesis. It's a side scroll. I love it.
I remember that one. They had a really good Spider-Man animated series game.
Yeah, they did.
That was for Genesis.
It was for Super Nintendo. I imagine it was for Genesis, but I played it on Super Nintendo. The Genesis one, which was a standalone, it was you had to beat it within an hour. It literally had a timer.
You know what's
a great one
that holds up from back then?
See?
Batman the Animated Series for Nintendo 64.
With Little Robin when you're throwing a bunch of...
No, that's the Genesis version.
No, yeah.
No, Super Nintendo 2. They both had that.
No, the one from Super Nintendo
animated
was
series,
like the cartoon.
Yeah.
At one point, you're fighting Scarecrow on the wings of a plane.
I kind of remember. But did it have both? It had Batman and Robin?
No.
The Batman and Robin.
The Genesis one is the one that's like a shooter. Like you're running around whipping. That's Genesis.
This other one was kind of like the Judge Dredd game that was kind of at the same time where you kind of like went back and forth down a level to like fight the cronies and stuff.
Each level would start with the opening card from like an episode and then throw you into a different scenario. So
see,
it was like
discussion. So I'm just going to ask you guys briefly, and I know it's going to be a hard question. I'm going to name a console, and you guys name the best superhero game for it. How about that? NES.
Oh my god!
This is purely opinion based, right?
I know. I really don't remember
the superhero. It's going.
Okay,
so
I'll start off. Batman the movie. Tim Burton's Batman the movie was kind of like a Ninja Gaiden almost. It was pretty cool.
Worst game, Silver Surfer.
Silver Surfer was hard, but Coin Ops. If anyone wants to pick up the rap album Coin Ops, I'll have a cut from it next week just to throw it out there. They have a Silver Surfer remix that is the bomb.
Or that X-Men game, though. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Everyone. They had a Spider-Man overhead game like that, too. That was impossible, Uncanny X-Men. Because
you wanted to be Wolverine, but you couldn't get close
to
anybody.
At this point, anyone who wants to talk video games, thanks for playing. But we're going to keep going with this comic book video game thing. So, yeah, I'd say Batman, the movie.
The movie game was good.
It was excellent.
You could, like, jump off walls.
I just straight up don't remember it so much.
Genesis. I'm going to go with Spider-Man, which I've already said. Spider-Man.
If it's that one we talked about.
No, Maximum Carnage, man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I still like this Spider-Man better. I could swing and crawl on.
Maximum Carnage was like the best one I've had.
It was cool that they had Cloak and Dagger and
the Green Jelly soundtrack. We don't need to go into it again.
Captain America.
That best one by far.
Okay.
Ooh.
Maybe. Maybe.
I got another one. The first, no, second X-Men game on there. Was really solid.
The Danger Room one was impossible.
That was the first
the
one.
The second one where they introduced Beast and Magneto were cool.
That was the good one.
That one was very cool. It was a little easier.
The first one was
I think you start in
hard.
Genosha, right? You start in Genosha or something?
It was kind of like, yeah. It played like the old NES Turtle game where like you had all your X-Men and they had power levels that like basically never went up. And you took them level to level to level and it was super
It was
hard.
Very, very difficult.
Yeah, that one was crazy.
Once hard. Nightcrawler was gone, it was all downhill.
Well, yeah. Well,
you could not beat Apocalypse's board without Nightcrawler.
I remember just like once losing an X-Men was such a big deal. Like it was like you couldn't recover from like losing two. Like at that point, when you were down to like two, you're like, oh god, I'm done.
Yeah, yeah. All right. N64.
That is a tough one.
I don't really remember. I playing so many
superhero that were actually on decent. N64. Yeah, I'm drawing a blank on that one.
Yeah? Well, we can go, let's say, PlayStation and N64.
PlayStation,
yeah. I think.
Because, you know, that's kind of...
That Batman game, it was kind of like the animated series, had all the voices.
Did have a Batman game with Kevin Conroy's voice.
Jumping out of a plane with the Joker falling and
beat him up
and catch him.
Yes.
That was kind
of like a lot of comic books kind of took a back seat. Comic book games and all that stuff kind of took a back seat from like.
For the N64? They had that blocky Spider-Man.
From like the early 90s to the late 90s. And I want to say they caught up once Spider-Man came out. Yeah. And then they started throwing
Actually, there was. PlayStation had a great Spider-Man game.
Yeah, they did. That was that blocky one.
It was blocky, but it had all the different costumes. You team up with Venom.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
And it ends with Carnage mixing with Dr. Octopus.
X-Men Children of the Atom.
The
fighting
game.
Fighting,
but that was not N64. Oh, was that on original Sony?
It was on
original PlayStation.
Yeah.
Oh, game over, man. Yeah, that's the one.
Omega Red with Man.
Now, what about the PS2, Xbox 360 era?
Does Marvel Capcom 2 count?
Yeah, it does.
There was a Batman the Animated Series game
on 360?
PS2 that it was dope. I remember I think you played it with me.
That's what I was talking about for PlayStation.
That was
PS2. Oh, no, I meant Xbox. Yeah, forgive me. I meant PS2 and Xbox now. That's what we're up to. Xbox One.
Xbox?
Now we're getting into a lot. We got Marvel Legends. Marvel
Ultimate
Alliance, X-Men Legends.
Ultimate Alliance was 360. It was 360.
Yeah.
Wasn't Xbox X-Men Legends before that, though? Wasn't that predated?
X-Men Legends, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it came out before Ultimate Alliance.
I think
it was still 360.
It's like the end
Xbox.
Of 2001 until the end of 2005. That was the lifespan
Let's look it up.
Of
Let's
the
look it up.
Xbox.
Fuck it. This is all extra on the show.
But while you look that up, I'm pretty sure that X-Men Legends games were original Xbox. And then... After that, like one of the hidden characters was Iron Man, and that was the big tease that Ultimate Alliance was coming out, which was the next system up.
Xbox Legends,
Xbox.
X-Men Legends was before Ultimate Alliance, definitely, because I remember you could be Venom as one of the big guys, and like they introduced a couple of like people who were not actually in the X-Men universe.
And that was early aughts, so that was
Could you be Venom?
If it came out
no,
before
you could be Juggernaut. Juggernaut.
Then it was
no,
Xbox.
It was the villains that they introduced. Damn it. No.
If it came out before 2005, it was Xbox. After it was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure X-Men Legends was before.
And then 360 and after, it's Arkham, the Arkham series.
X-Men yeah. Legends, PlayStation 2, and GameCube. So it's got to be regular Xbox. That's offhand what I see they're selling on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, regular Xbox. Those 2004.
Those were great for their time.
They were great. They were great. I liked the Ultimate Alliance more because obviously it's well, just cool.
A little character. More polished, a lot more characters.
All the characters, yeah. The universe was pretty sweet.
I still just use Deadpool for everything.
360 game, video games, and of course PlayStation
well,
3.
At that point, Arkham.
Arkham.
I'll give two. It was the Arkham series, and then for one that's not that, is the Lego X-Men universe. Lego Marvel universe. I'm
Lego
sorry.
Marvel was great.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Lego Batman's fun. But there also were a couple good Spider-Man games.
Great Spider-Man. There were a couple stinky ones that I still enjoyed playing.
Ultimate Spider-Man was good.
Ultimate Spider-Man was cartoony and cel-shaded and awesome.
And I liked it.
I did too.
Shattered Dimensions was kind
of
cool.
Shattered Dimensions was kind of linear, though. I didn't like
it
that.
It was, but I did like playing as Spider-Man 2099 and Spider-Man Noir. And all
Spider-Man Noir was by far my favorite.
Yeah, so it had a little mix-up in the gameplay.
Okay. And this recent incarnation with PlayStation 4 and Xbox One all
like
done
Injustice.
Up. And I guess I'm not including the Wii games anymore because they're
garbage.
Yeah. All right.
I liked...
Plus, there's not a lot of ports to the Wii games. They don't have
Injustice. The Arkham game. That was actually 360.
Injustice.
It.
Was it 360?
That was 360.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I guess, you know, I had it at Shaftesbury, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Has there been...
I'm going to go again that Arkham's taking it.
Arkham definitely
Arkham's taking it for me. Of course, I'm biased with that because they're my favorite games.
Have there been many this cycle?
No.
Like licensed?
They have the Deadpool game.
Deadpool?
Again.
Yeah.
That was 360.
But yeah, it's a remake.
It's
I mean,
the same
it's just
game.
A, it's the
a
same
port.
Game. Yeah. Right.
All right,
so that about wraps it up this week. I'm sorry if we had to... reminisce and geek out at the end, but that's tough, you know. It's our podcast. We can do
let us know your favorites.
Yeah. So from us to you guys, I'm gonna try and punch out.
Do you want to throw out your Twitter?
Oh yeah. You are correct. So I'm Rise Like Phoenix on X on Twitter. And we also tweet at VGX3. I'd prefer you guys follow VGX3 because that is a video game thing. Of course, and of course, you can chat me whenever you want to at Rise Like Phoenix. Often, I link mine to theirs and theirs to mine. But if you want straight video game dope, it's Xbox, or I mean, it's VGX3 Radio on Twitter. And if you want to contact us in any way, contact us there and VG Times 3, which is essentially VGX3 on Facebook. And we will answer all tweets, all DMs, all everything. Everything. Anything you want to send to us, we will answer and we'll discuss on the show. As well, if you want to be on the show, if you live here in New York or if you...
We got Skype.
Mm-hmm. We got Skype. So definitely do that. Thanks for playing. I think we didn't do bad for an unedited show. Mm-hmm. So... from us to you, thanks for playing. And you know they can never be right. The fat boys are bad. Do you like the fat boys? Cool Rock is my name. Fool is my game. Got style, got class. I'm still the same. I've set my goal to have big fun. And when it comes to...